across Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
This is BBC Three Counties Radio.
08459 455 555. This week's pause for thought comes from Stephen Fletcher from St John the Evangelist Church in Bourne End in Hertfordshire.
I saw a story on the front page of my local paper this week which reminded me of a great story from the Bible. And it's not just any old great story from the Bible. This must be just about the most well-known story. And it starts with a smart aleck lawyer trying to catch Jesus out by asking what he must do to get eternal life. Jesus asks him what is written in God's law. And the lawyer, being a lawyer, quotes from Deuteronomy and Leviticus and replies, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. And love your neighbour as yourself." "Good answer," says Jesus. "Do it, and you will live." But looking for a loophole, the lawyer asks, "And just how do you define neighbour?" And to illustrate what he meant by neighbour, Jesus tells the story of what we know as the Good Samaritan. There was once a man travelling from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way he was attacked by robbers. They took his clothes, beat him up, and went off leaving him half dead. Luckily a priest was on his way down the same road, but when he saw him, he crossed over to the other side. Then a Levite, another religious man, showed up. And he also avoided the injured man. And of course, the twist in the story is that the ordinary man in the street, a foreigner, came, saw the man, looked after him, and cared for him. So what was the story on the front page of my Hemel Gazette this week? Well, there was a daughter called Lisa travelling by bus from Adeyfield to Berkhamsted to see her father, who was in the St. Francis Hospice. He had been very poorly. As she was travelling along in the bus, she received a phone call from a relative who told her that her father had just died. Lisa said, "I burst out crying, and the lady bus driver asked me if I was okay. I told her that my dad had died." We had got as far as Berkhamsted High Street, so the driver stopped, got out of her bus, and brought me a cup of tea. After that, she asked the passengers if it was okay for her to do a detour to get me up to the hospice. The passengers agreed and did their best to comfort Lisa, and she arrived at the hospice of St. Francis just 45 minutes after her father had passed away. Now Lisa is trying to find this mystery lady bus driver who works for Little Jim Buses. Lisa said, "I would like to say thank you. Dearly, from my heart, I wish to thank her very, very much for what she did to get me to my dad." So surely, here is a modern-day story that proves to us how ordinary people can show us that they know who their neighbour is. And so this morning, I salute the lady bus driver from the Little Jim Bus Company. And I salute the passengers who comforted Lisa and agreed to the bus taking the detour. But I also thank Lisa for telling us her story, and for the newspaper for putting a good news story on their front page. And this story shows us how important that little act of kindness can be, and how it can make so much difference to our neighbour.
Stephen Fletcher from St John the Evangelist Church in Bourne End in Hertfordshire. What a lovely, heartwarming story. I should update you on this as well. The Hemel Gazette has found the bus driver who was so very kind and literally went the extra mile. She's called Michelle Littlechild and she works for Little Jim's Buses in Berkhamsted. What a lovely thing to do. The Hemel Gazette has brought the two women together, apparently. Our thoughts with Lisa Gregory and her family on the loss of her father, of course. But what a wonderful story.